talk is Interior Awareness, the Pathway to Peace. And the quote is, in reaching a higher state of consciousness, nothing is said, something is felt. That's from The Science of Mind, page 346. So we're going to have a little bit of fun this morning. I'm going to go down each aisle, and I want one person from each row to tell me how they feel. Not what you think I want to hear, how you really feel in this moment right now. You could be tired, you could be joyous, you could be grumpy, whatever it is, just be real honest with what are you really feeling right now. So one person from each aisle.
I feel touched by the presence.
Thank you. Anybody?
I feel happy.
Great.
Okay. I feel content.
I feel touched by the presence, and I also feel scared.
Okay. Who would like to go?
I feel like perhaps something momentous might happen.
Next.
Feeling sad for the people in Florida today.
Who would like to go here?
I'm actually feeling very joyous today.
We'll ask the people in the sound booth too.
Well, right now I'm feeling inspired.
Good. I'm feeling excited. You're feeling peace. Happy? Okay. Okay. These are all feelings. And oh, Mary has one. Okay.
I forgot this one. No, I noticed that. I feel good.
Good. Okay. These are all feelings. And feelings are so important. Like when we say that I am, what are we really feeling? Are we really in touch with that? Or are we just saying it because we're trying to get there, maybe? Or it's a good thing to say that I am. How deeply are we going into the feelings? Because that is what the internal awareness is all about. Is what are you feeling when you go in there? What are you sensing and then feeling? Our emotions are so important. And in Ernest Holmes, in the Science of Mind text, page 497, paragraph 3 and 4. Here is what he says. Quench not the spirit. We are not to be ashamed of our trust in God, nor are we to deny the inner light that lights every human's reason to the ultimate reason of all. Spiritual emotion is common to all people and is one of the ways through which the spirit works. When this emotion is blocked, it hinders the currents of life from flowing, and the result is stagnation. In psychology, we learn that congested emotions are disastrous to health. If this is true of the physical emotions, how much more must it be true of those higher emotions, which are altogether spiritual? What is true on one plane is true on all. There are ascending scales of being, and each reproduces from the lowest to the highest, each plane partaking of the nature of the whole, since all are in and of it. If physical emotions unexpressed can congest the subjective thought, producing mental and physical confusion, and they can, it follows that unexpressed spiritual emotions can congest the soul and hinder a more complete flow of life through the individual. This is in accordance with law. What he's saying here is we can step on our spiritual hose. And how often do we do that? I mean, we know we get in our own way. I've done it a lot of times, still do it. I think we all do it. Because we still think that we're in charge. God smiles at that one. And Ernest Holmes, in his first book, called Creative Mind, says, the average person, when told the truth, will still seek some other way. And so we do that. Because, mostly probably because we're not feeling it. And feeling it is so important. That's one reason we have spiritual mind treatment. This deepens our self-awareness and moves us along on our journey of understanding our true nature. And we know we have those moments when we can't figure something out. We work on an issue, we pray on it ourselves, we may treat, but then we feel we need even more, so we go to a practitioner. We learn how to do spiritual mind treatment, and that helps us, because this way of doing prayer is affirmative. We do not wish, we know. We do not dream, we state. We do not hope, we accept. We do not pray, we announce. We do not expect something is going to happen, we believe that it has already happened. So these are the recognition, the unification, the affirmation of truth, the gratitude, and releasing the treatment as truth. And when we have that, we know that we'll have a demonstration. And the feelings that go into the treatments, the feelings that you get when you are given a treatment, all of that is so important. To let yourself really feel what is happening. Because there is a place within us that's never been harmed by anything, and it is located deep within us. It's the source of our strength, our intelligence, inspiration, love. It's that seed of perfection that has been there since birth. It is the great I am in each one of us. Now I have something fun to share. I have a friend who likes to say that he's an agnostic. And he was talking to me a few weeks ago. And he said, I call myself an agnostic. But he said, I carry this in my pocket. It's a little dice that says God. So he gave me one. And I asked him to let me know where he got them, and he just never came forward with it, even though he said he would. He just kept forgetting. So I decided to go and get my own. And when you roll these dice, tell me what it says. God is everywhere present, right? In all of life, in every side of life. I keep these on the windowsill in my kitchen so I can see them every morning when I'm doing dishes or cooking or whatever I'm doing. And it reminds me that God is everywhere. In me, in you, in the snow, in everything. Because God is all of life. And that presence lives within each one of us, always and forever. There's no place where God is not. We can't get away from it. It's closer than the veins in our neck. I mean, it's who we are, right? So remember the feelings that we've had today. Some are sad, some are scared, some are happy. There is always the presence of God, no matter what is going on, even in the worst case scenarios, even in Florida, even in Sandy Hook, even in all these places where people have given their lives, God was there. And we must remember that God is always the answer. So I would say, get yourself some of these dice. They're fun. It's good conversation, and it's just nice. He was carrying them in his pocket, my friend, and he would just pull them out now and then to remind himself. So it's, you can carry them in your purse. I like having them on my windowsill because I know they would get lost in my purse. And by seeing that every day when I'm getting ready to go to work, it just reminds me. It reminds me, especially when I'm trying to step on the spiritual hose and think that I'm in charge. But when we live from this place that is our true nature, this higher state of consciousness, we feel this deeply. And the grace with which we do things has no word to describe it. This is peace. And as you express yourself in life from this place of peace, this center of who you are, life is glorious. Things change. And we can lift each other up by seeing the God within each other as we see the God within ourselves. Let yourself feel this presence. Let yourself feel that you are one of the divine, because you are. And so it is.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you, and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit, and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together, we create a world that works for all.